Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our passage today is Hebrews 4, starting at verse 1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. This is a fitting passage for us to consider on Saturday, Shabbat for the Jews, the day also leading up to the Lord's Day. Hebrews 4 starts out explaining how the Jews at Jesus' time missed the true Shabbat Sabbath rest that he was bringing. The good news, it says, came to Israel, but unbelief kept them from accepting it. Quote, the message that they heard did not benefit them. Here's where I want us to pause. What keeps you from rest? What kind of doubt or distractions or striving cause you to miss out on the rest that God has for you as a gift? How do you miss the benefit, the very blessing that God wants to bring into your life? The rest of God isn't just a day off, but it's rather a deep peace, a trust in his care. Feel the invitation that he's extending to you now. He's holding it out to you. Verse 9 says, quote, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And verse 10 explains, quote, whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. It's not about earning, it's about receiving. The church father, St. John Chrysostom, said it this way, quote, he calls it rest, not to signify idleness, but the ceasing from anxious toil and the enjoyment of peace with God. Reflect on that in your life. Where do you find that you're toiling, still trying to prove yourself to God? Lay it down. Picture yourself sitting with him, with all the work finished, completed, with Jesus on the cross. Verse 12 then shifts the tone. Quote, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit. His word is not one that's passive, but rather it's active. It sees you, it knows you, and it cuts through the pretense of your life to the very heart. What's stirring in you as you hear this? Let his word search you. Allow him in. Verse 13 adds, quote, no creature is hidden from his sight. You, as a creature made by God, you're fully known and yet fully loved. He doesn't look at the parts of your life that maybe you do and feel ashamed or frustrated, but he loves you. Rest in that exposure. Recognize that you're safe in him. As we close, consider your striving and cease from it. Open yourself to receive his rest that he has for you. Thank him for the promise, the peace, the piercing word, and receive the true Sabbath rest today. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.